Never heard of Liberty Silver? Here's why you should. She was just 12 years old when she opened for Bob Marley at Madison Square Garden. And from that moment, her voice carried her into history. In 1985, she became the first black woman to ever win a Juno Award. Not just one, but two in the same year. She even sang alongside legends like Bryan Adams and Joni Mitchell on the Grammy-winning charity single, Tears Are Not Enough. From dominating Star Search week after week to hosting TV shows, writing Olympic theme songs, and performing for icons like Barack Obama, Celine Dion, and Desmond Tutu, Liberty Silver has lived a career most artists only dream of. She's played the world's biggest jazz festivals, co-hosted the World Basketball Championships with Alan Thicke, and even honored Toronto by singing Amazing Grace at Mayor Rob Ford's funeral. Liberty Silver didn't just break barriers. She paved the way for every black female artist in Canada who came after her. That's why Liberty Silver isn't just a name you should know. She's a legacy you can't forget.